So I have a question. It says, Hoyeloi Chomeish the Kfar Chananya. Somebody has five animals in this city, Kfar Chananya, the Chomeish the Kfar Rusina, and five in another city, Kfar Rusina. As they mitzvah, they can't put the two together, Achyeloi Achas Bitzipur, until you have one in the middle. Mashma, these two cities were far away, let's say a 32 mil away. It says, if you have one animal in the middle, it's okay. So Hura Tariah to Shmuel, even though you only have one in the middle, it's also mitzvah for it. So Hura Tiyuth to the Rav, the Rav says, no, the middle one on each side has to be enough to make a Maisa. So Marin says, Tirgum HaShmuel, Shmuel himself came to answer Rav, Tirgum HaShmuel, Shmuel interprets it according to Rav, Ali B'di Rav, according to Rav, Kagoyin, the case must be, Shoyatisha Mikan, your case, that you had nine on the right side, Vatisha Mikan, nine on the left side, the Yachas B'Emsa, one in the middle. So it's also Mstarif, because this middle one, whichever side is Mstarif, it makes Maisa Beima, therefore it's good. Then if it would just been 5 and 5, it would be no good, it wouldn't be chayv according to Rav. Tehi chazi, of course, this middle one now is fit, l'ochlo v'chazi l'och, it's fit both ways, to be mechayv yom ha'isa behema. Omer HaPapa, Papa says, u'lishmu, according to Shmuel, afilu roya mitzarfen, means if you have 5 sheep on the right side, and 5 sheep all the way down the left side, 32 mil away, but the roya, the shepherd, is in the middle, that since he could see both of them, that's enough. You don't even have to have animals there. The afilu kelev shoroya, even if the roya himself is not in the middle, but he left his kelev, left his utensils there. So we know he has to come back to get them. So again, we consider him as if he's there, and it's also mitzarfen. Boy Ravashi, Ravashi has a shout like this. Kalbo the roya mai. Let's say the shepherd's dog is in between these 32 mil. So what's the locha? Kivon the korele viyosile mitzarfi. Really, the shepherd would not have to walk to where the dog is to get him. The shepherd could just call him. He could be a few hundred mil away, a few hundred na'amas away, and just call him, and he'll come to him. So maybe the roi doesn't really have to go in the right smack in the middle, so we do not consider the roi as if he's in the middle, it's not mistarif. Or dilma, maybe no. Zimna de lo yossi, sometimes even though you call the dog, he doesn't come. Or matz, or mitzarech iul lemezel, that the shepherd himself will have to go there via seal to bring the dog. So maybe we do consider as if the shepherd is there in the middle. Take, or this is a shayla. Whenever the shepherd for sure has to go in the middle, we consider him like he's there, and that's also according to Shmuel enough to be mitzarif. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Oimer, ha-yardein matzik l'maisa beima. If there's the yard in the Jordan River, in between the two sides of you, in between your two sets of animals, it's matzik. So Amar Rami says, Chandra Meir is, Amar Rami, Leshon, when was this said? Ela she'ein shom gesher, where there's no bridge, you can't go over the yardim. Avoyei shom gesher, if there's a bridge there, then gesher mitzvah from the bridge makes it like come together. There's not stamas for the yardim breaks, it's only because you can't get there. But if you could get there, you put the two together. Alma, what do we see? Mishum delay mekarvin hu, that this Ravami is learning shan ramei, because you can't get together. Mace, we have a question. It says, hoyoloi bishnei every yardim. Person has two sets of animals on the two sides of the yardin. Elech v'yelech. Oy b'shnei avtiluyas on two, like, governments. Kagoyin shal nemer namuri. Two different sides of governments, like, two different rulers, like. Same with starf, not with starf. The answer is enough to tell me, chutzal oretz v'oretz. If you have five animals inside Eretz Yisrael, five animals outside, that's not with starf, like two different places, it's not with starf. So the question is why? V'chutzal oretz v'eretz. There for sure he could walk there. It's like a bridge there. He could just walk there. This time with these other cities, maybe it's like there's an iron curtain in between the two. You can't get through. But here, Chutzlars, you just walk. Ukatani still says, Lem Starfin. So here you see the story is, even though you could walk there, but it's called two different places. Therefore you can't put the two together. So Tekash and Ravami. Samura says, Ela Rather, Omer Rabbi Chia Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechon, and Nechnami. Not like Ravami. But rather, Hainu time of the Rameh. This is the reason of Rabbi Meir. The Yom that he says, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Fahar Yardin Yigbal Oysa Lafaz Kedmon. That the yard in the Jordan River, that's called the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael on the east side. It is Akosava Sog Vubif Niyasma. There are calls like a boundary, it's like a place by itself. Therefore, the two opposite sides are no good, even though there's a bridge between them. Not like Rabami. So, as El Miyatis saw, the Pasuk also says in Yeshua, that the boundary goes up and goes down. So any time the Torah says cities are the boundaries, every boundary the Pasuk says also should make like two separate parts. So Tzmar says no. Like in between one shevet to another shevet, there should be every place should be different places. Tzmar says no. Shan Yos Nirok different. The Yomakor, the Pasuk says, Zoyz Tio Lachem Loretz Ligvula Seho Soviv. At the end of Parshat, the Bamidbar says like the whole Eretz Yisrael is like one big gvul. Is kul Eretz Yisrael gvul echadi. The whole Eretz Yisrael is like one boundary. Even though there are different shvatim inside, each one has his own boundary, that's not considered a real good boundary. But each, the whole Eretz Yisrael together. Only the Yardin is different. But even more, why? Yachiv so, Yardin Ami. Why don't I say the Yardin is also like part of Eretz Yisrael? That's also one big land. It should not be divided into like. Yeah, the Mor says no. Eretz lo yad. The pasuk says zayis tilechem ho'aretz. Only in Eretz Yisrael itself is all the boundaries together, but not the yardin. The Mor says bishleim is good now. The Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, according to Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, it's very good. Hayna diktarni yardin. That's why the Mishnah says according to Rebbe Meir, the yardin is mafsik. Only the yardin, not other rivers. It's only a special thing in the yardin. The Torah calls it a gvul, a boundary. Elul Rabbam, according to Rabbam, that he holds no, it's totally if you can get there or not. So Lisnai Lekulin Horus, why does the Mishnah Ramei only say the Yarden? Any river should be the same way. As according to him, it's totally whether you could get there or you can't get there. So Kasha is Lulav Akasha, according to Rabbam. Now the Gemara says, Lemikatano, let's say some Achlikas Tanoyim. So Rashi learns, E Yarden, if the Yarden itself of Horus is Chosh of Eretz Canaan, is a Ksida part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore would not be Masik, Oiloi. The way Rabbi Yochanan learns, according to Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Rabbi Yochanan, that Shan Ramei was that the Yardin is a mafsik. It's called the Gvul. So maybe there's a machlokes tanoim. Why? The pasuk says in the Midbar, Ki atim oivrim es haYardin. You go over the Yardin, Artso Kenan. So we dash Artso Kenan. So we dash in Artso Eretz Kenan. For loy haYardin Eretz Kenan. Divrei Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. That only the Eretz Yisrael, the land is called Eretz Yisrael. But not the Yarden. The Yarden is not going to Eretz Canaan. It's not called in Eretz Yisrael. So that would be like Rav Chiya bar Abba learned Shat in Rav Meir in the Mishnah that the Yarden is different. But Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yomino, Harei Yom, the pasuk says Me'ever leYarden Yurecha Kedma Mizrocha. The other side of the Yarden is Yurichai. Kedma Mizrocha is on the east side. Ma Yuricha, just like the city Yurichai, Eretz Canaan. That's called part of Eretz Yisrael. It's called Eretz Canaan. Is Af Yarden Eretz Canaan? Is the Yarden is also called part of Eretz Canaan? That's the way Reb Shimon ben Yochai holds. That would be like a Bami's Pshat. Now, Omar Rabba Babachonon Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Yarden. So good, that's the Machlokes Tanoim. Now the Gemara says Omar Rabbi Yochanan that Ein Yarden Ela Mi Beis Yericha Lamarta. What is considered the Yarden? And Refrat Rabbi Yochanan learns that that's called the Gavul. It's a Mafsik. The Yarden itself is called like divides up the two different parts. One side on the other side, the Yardin breaks it up. Not because you can't get there, but just the Yardin itself is called a new shame, it's called like a Gvul. So the question is, where exactly does the Yardin start? So he says, Ein Yardin Ela Mibesh Yerich Lamata. From Yerich who is in downwards, that's called the Yardin. But what's above it is not called the Yardin. The water above is not called the Yardin. So Rav Lamai Hilka said, what's the law? What's the to? Let me, if you want to tell me, there's somebody that makes a neder, who makes a neder not to have enjoyment from the water. So, holachach loshem b'nei yod, go off the way people talk. And the cholecha, the korale yadin, it's a soleil. So, whatever people call the yadin should become also. Neder is always totally how we talk. So, if people talk and mean the whole yadin, even above your ichai, that water should also be yosset to you if you made a neder not to drink the water of the yadin. Ela means yelamai sebeim, means a loch, like an al mishnah. That we said the court of Imeya, the Yardin is mafsik. If you have animals on this side and that side, the Yardin breaks up the two. So the question is, what's called the Yardin? Says it's a locker from Yericho downwards. Tani Nam Yochi, we learn this also. Tani Nam Yochi, Yardin. Yoitse Memoras Pamayis. The Yardin comes out from this Mora, from this cave Pamayis. Umalach and it goes, Biyomo. Ashel Sivcha goes into the Yam Sivcha. Uviyome Shel Tverya, Viyome Shel Sdoim. It goes down to the Yamagodol. V'yein Yardin, but what's really called the Yardin itself? Like all this is way above. But what's really called the Yardin itself? Ela mibeish yirich lamata, from beish yirich and downwards. And that's like we just said, from Aitha Behema, the Hikar Din Yardin is only from Yericho downwards. Even though it starts way above. Omer Rabbi Arab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Lomo Nikra Shema Yardin, why is this Yardin called the Yardin? Sheyorid Midon, it comes down from Don. That's the place where it really starts south. Rashi says, Shemokim. Omalei Rabbam Bala Rabashi. Osin you mehosam astin, you learned this halacha and this brisa. Ananos mehosam astin, we learned it from this halacha. Pasuk says vayikru loy lish vayikru loy l'shem don b'shem don avim. They call the place they're don the name of don avim. From Rav Yitzchok l'shem. What does l'shem mean? Zu pamayis. That's this river pamayis. V'tanya yoytze yardim imoras pamayis. That the yardim starts out from the cave in pamayis. That's what starts out. Omer Rav Kana zachruse di yarduna means the zach. As Rashi says, ikru sheyardim, the main part of the water that comes down to the yardim. Mimoras pamayis, it starts out in this more in this cave pamayis. Hecha, where does it go? That's where it starts out from. So hecha, somebody says, leshesinu my mimoras pamayis, I won't drink from the water that comes out from pamayis, from this cave. Is this a salei bekula yardona? You know, it's also to drink water from the whole yarding, because the yarding gets its water, its main supply is from this mora pamayis. That's the beginning, the ikur of the yarding. A similar locker is Zachrusa the Dhamma. What's the main ikr of blood? That's kavda the liver. The liver of the body, that's the main part of the blood. And Rav Yitzchok, the Yom Rav Yitzchok, covered by a mace, if his liver, Shinimuach, starts to melt, is Metama Revius. If you have Revius over there, it's Metamiu. It has locker like Dam. Revius Adam is Metamiu. Zachrusa de Maya Pras. The ikr of all water starts out from Pras. That's where all the water starts out from. Yomer of Yudom Arav, Hanoidim and Mev Pras, if somebody makes a neder not to have enjoyment from the water of the river Pras, Yishno also Bechol Memesh Abolim, you also with all the waters in the whole world. Because all the waters come from Pras. Hechidom, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Yomer, somebody said, Lesh Yasinu Memed Pras, I won't drink from the water Pras. Sechura May Pras, Ud Lesh Yasinu, Yoni Sekhli, just the water Pras itself. Homen Horach Rin Yasinu, but from other rivers, he's allowed to. Mashma, only the water that's in Pras itself. El Diomra, the person said like this, Leshesino mimayim diosim Pras. I make a neder not to drink water that comes from Pras. And then all the waters are also to you. To be why? Because the Yomra of Yudom Arav, Kolan Horos, Lamata, Mishloshin Horos. All the rivers are below three, there are main three top rivers that supply the rest of the rivers. The Gimel Nahoros, Lamata, Mipras. And even these three rivers are below Pras. That Pras, that's the ikur where all the water comes from. So if we make a neder not to drink any water that comes from Pras, he also with all the water of the world, all the rivers of the world. For the Gemara, Ivo Ika, there is one left. Ivo Ika Insa. Rashi is Ika Insa the Midland. Rashi says,